වෙනදා පුර සුත්ත වෙන ගාල වෙනද at one time the blessed one was touring and entered the Brahmin towns before Vinaga. Then the one good phrase spread about that blessed Gotama. The blessed one is worthy, rightfully enlightened, endowed with knowledge and conduct, well-born, knower of the world, the incomparable tamer of those to be tamed, teacher of course, enlightened and blessed. He, having realized by himself, teachers in this world together with gods and men, Mara, Brahma, and community of recluse and Brahmins, which is good in the beginning, middle, and end, full of meaning in words and letters, and it clearly points out the complete and pure whole life. It is good to see such worthy ones. So it is Arahang and the Sarkhatur Bhagavatadhamma, so that is the meaning of this. Then the Brahmin householders of Vinaga approached the Blessed One. Some worshipped and sat on the side. Some exchanged friendly greetings and sat on the side. Some extended their clasped hand towards the Blessed One and sat on the side. Some announced their name and clan and sat on the side, and some others silently sat. It is wonderful, good Gautama. Your mental faculties are bright. Skin color is pure and clear, like a yellow jujube fruit in autumn. Or is pure and clear like a palm flower just released from the case. Like a creation done out of pure gold is placed in an orange blanket by a clever goldsmith. Good Gautama, how good would it be if there were high and lofty seats such as decked chairs cushioned out of wild bull hide, decorated with white woolen cloth, with layers of embroidered woolen blankets made of only wool, made with mixture of wool and covered with silken embroidered coverlets, the floor covered with woolen carpets, elephant spreads, horse spreads, chariot spreads made of antelope and deer hide, with overhead canopies and red cushion on either side. Good Gautama should be a quicker gainer without difficulty, or gainer for nothing of these high and lofty seats. So, Brahmin, these high and lofty seats, such as deck chairs and Buddha went on, all those things, these things are not easily gained by those gone forth. They don't get this, the canopies and all those things. Even if gained, are not suitable for the homeless. Brahmin, these three are high and lofty seats for which I am quick again. Quick gainer without difficulty, a gainer for nothing. What three? There are high and lofty seats of divinity, of Brahma and noble ones. So that's the Dibbang. Dibbang Uccha Mahasayanam in Pali, and Brahma Uccha Mahasayanam, Aryam Uccha Mahasayanam. So those are the. So Dibba is divine high seat. So divine actually abiding. Those are the abiding. Viharana. So Buddha is now explaining these three. It's a very important thing, and we are actually discussing this part of that one, how it is linking to the moral progress later on. Good Gautama, what are the high and lofty seats of divinity for which good Gautama is out difficulty for nothing now? Dear Brahmin, in the morning I put on robes and taking towel and robes go for alms to the village or hamlet, relying on which I abide. After the meal is over and returning from the alms round, I roam in that forest stretch, finding a heap of grass or leaves. I collect them and sit on them, making a cross-legged position, keeping the body straight and establishing mindfulness in front. Then I seclude my mind from sensual and evil thoughts, with thoughts and thought processes, and with joy and peacefulness, born of seclusion, I attain the first jhana. So, in this one, viviccheva kamehi, viviccha kusalehi dhammehi, savitakkan savikaram vivekadam, priti sukam patamat jhanam upasampajya viharati. That's the Pali. So, you can see the viviccheva kamehi, viviccha kusalehi dhammehi, that from this unskilled states of the mind, one leave out those things and leave out the sensual desire, those things, and savitakkam savitaram. So you can see vitakka vichara, the two words over there. Now what is vitakka? So when you are doing the meditation, we do have this vitakka. It is actually the thoughts. Sometimes it's translated initial vichara is sustained application. So sometimes it's translated as thoughts and the examination. So vitakka is actually thought of renunciation, thought of non-malevolence, thought of non-harm. Those are the thoughts. So that is you can see it is the right thought in the Eightfold Path. That is the thought one is actually getting. So leave off the sensual desire and all those things, and one will have these thoughts, thought of renunciation. And so the vichara is that you are actually examining this things, that is the contemplating about the same thing. You know that, so for example, think about the Eightfold Path, you think about the right view, that this birth is suffering, aging is suffering. You are sort of reciting, for example, at once. Vichara is like you are actually examining, is it so? Is it this birth is suffering, or the aging is suffering? You are examining from your own mind to see that whether it is so. So, vitakka is something like a non-diagnosis. When you are actually reciting, you are not diagnosing anything over there, just reciting. And the vichara is like a diagnosis. You are examining and see whether this is so and so. It's a very important thing when you think it that way. So, we always say that initial application and sustained application. What is the initial application? Initial application is to the Dhamma. So, keep on recalling that Dhamma, reciting that Dhamma. And then the sustained application is you actually examine from your mind. And that's the key point to attain the Dhyana. And Buddha said in the Bodhisattva Sangita also the same thing. A monk would hear the Dhamma and go to a sort of a place and then think it over. Recall it to mind and think it over. That's what one has to do. That's the meditation. So by doing that one, Buddha said that the mindfulness arises. And then he examined further. And so investigation of truth arises. And then he put effort. So and then arise at the rapture sort of thing. So vitakka vichara is like that. Align thoughts and thought processes. That is that he does not need the initial application or sustained application. That renunciation part is actually there in his mind. He is happy to do that one. And the mind internally appeased and brought to one point without thought and thought processes. And with joy and pleasingness born of concentration, I attain to the second jhana concentration. So, vitakka vichara vupasama. So, this is actually a sort of pass away, you know. You don't need, because you have the introduction, you know, to this Dhamma again and again. So, you put effort to apply it. So attain the second jhana concentration with the detachment to joy. So the rapture arises. Now he actually the fading, we let it fade away. I abide and in equanimity, mindful and aware, I experience peace, pleasantness too with the body. This is the third jhana. To this noble one say, mindfully abiding in pleasantness with equanimity.
These attainments are different to the ones that just concentrating.
Yeah.
But from that also you go to first, second,
third. First, second, third is actually there. But over here you have this thought of renunciation, thought of non-malevolence. So that's actually you are going through the Eightfold Path. Buddha never described this, the concentrations apart from those mental factors. It's always the Buddhist meditations are something to do with that one. It's not just looking at the casino or that sort of thing. That one also actually reach sort of a way, but certain factors are missing. So, giving up pleasantness, now he is actually abiding in the third concentration level, and so that you can see the third concentration level, there is pleasure. So, if someone is indifferent to the pleasure that has arisen, then he would reach the fourth concentration level. And giving up pleasantness and unpleasantness, and earlier gone beyond pleasure and displeasure and experiencing neither pleasure no unpleasant, by purifying mindfulness with equanimity, I attain to the fourth jhana, that is the sukhasacca pahana, dukkhasacca pahana. Ubbeva somanasa domanasana attanga dukkama sukha, upekka satipara suddhin chatutya dhyana upasampaccha viharati. So now look at this next statement. Brahming in that abiding, I woke. So in the jhana concentration, having attained that one, I woke. Then my woking is divine. In that abiding I stand, then my standing is divine. In that abiding I sit, then my sitting is divine. In that abiding I lie, then my lying is divine, on a high and lofty bed. Brahmin, these are the high and lofty seats of divinity, for which I am quick gainer without difficulty, a gainer for nothing now. So you can see, one can actually attain this first jhana and those jhana concentrations, having attained that one, even you walk, you can maintain it, rapture and all those things. See, that's that phenomena is sort of not there in outside. Even, for example, in the fourth jhana concentration level, you are actually not breathing very heavily. For walking, you need to breathe a little bit more than that. So, you see that with the fourth concentration level, maybe coming back to the first or second, that sort of thing, the Buddha can go into the other Brahma worlds from this body, with the body, not from the mind-made body, this body as well. So this
is the lightness of the thing that you gain out of that.
That one as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just that powerful. So whoever abiding in that one, so that is the Dibbo. Dibba Vihara, it's called Dibba Vihara in Pali. So there are actually four Viharas, Dibba Vihara, Brahma Vihara, Arya Vihara, and there is this Anenjabi Vihara, that is actually the fourth spaces, infinite consciousness, infinite those. He is wonderful, good Gautama. Who else could be the quick gainer without difficulty, a gainer for nothing now of high and lofty beds, other than good Gautama? Good Gautama, what are the high and lofty seats of Brahma for which good Gautama is a quick gainer without difficulty, a gainer for nothing now? Dear Brahmin, in the morning I put on robes and taking pearl and robes, go for alms to the village for helmet, relying on which I abide. After the meal is over and returning from the alms round, I roam in that forest stretch, finding a heap of grass or leaves. I collect them and sit on them, making a cross-legged position, keeping the body straight and establishing mindfulness in front. Then I abide, pervading one direction with loving kindness. So too the second, the third, the fourth, above, below and across, in every respect, on the whole, entirely grown great, immeasurable, and without anger. So it's actually metta sahagatena, chetasa vipulena, mahagatena, appaman, without vyapada. And so that's sort of abiding. So mind has been grown great. So it's like that loving kindness you are spreading to all the people, vast. So similarly, that one direction with the compassion, karuna. So to the second, with the intrinsic joy or appreciative joy, that's called mudita. So third, fourth, above, below and across, in every respect, child grown great, immeasurable and without anger. Then I abide, pervading one direction with equanimity. So to the second, the third, the fourth, above, below and across, in every respect, on the whole, entirely grown great, immeasurable and without anger. So karuna, mudita, upekkha is spread on the whole. And these mental factors, actually, if someone develop seven factors of enlightenment with these things, loving kindness, you know that with the seven factors of enlightenment, if someone is developing loving kindness, he would reach the appamana, first appamana. You know that the loving, this loving kindness, you can actually spread across all those things, or though else, you can actually have the seven factors of enlightenment with the loving kindness. Then one would reach if someone develop the compassion with the seven factors of enlightenment, they would reach the space of nothing. The space is infinite level, and the next one will reach the plane of nothing. So that mixing the good dharma with the seven ones, like seven factors, and then tell the result of doing. Brahmin, in that abiding I walk, then my walking is of Brahma. In that abiding I stand, then my standing is of Brahma. In that abiding I sit, then my sitting is of Brahma. In that abiding I lie, then my lying is of Brahma. On a high and lofty bed, Brahmin, these are the high and lofty seats of Brahma, for which I am quick gain, without difficulty, a gainer for nothing now. This wonderful good Gautama, who else could be quick, be the Gautama, what are the high and lofty seats of the noble ones, for which good Gautama is a quick gainer, without difficulty, a gainer for nothing now. Dear Brahmin, in the morning, I put on robes and taking bowl, robes, go for arms to the village or helmet, relying on which I abide. After the meal is over and returning from the arms round, I robe, finding a heap of grass or leaves, I collect them and sit on them, making cross-legged position, keeping the body straight and establishing mindfulness in front. Then I know my greed is dispelled, pulled out with the root, made like a palm stump, made a thing that would not grow again. My hate is dispelled, pulled out with the roots, made like a palm stump, made a thing that would not grow again. My delusion is dispelled, pulled out with roots, made like a palm stump, made a thing that would not grow again. So, evam pajanam nanami rago me pahina, raga. The raga, dosa moha, those three, all gone, uchinna mula, talavattu kata. So, all those things, you know, eradicated. So Buddha perceived that you know, this, all those things are gone. So that's very high level. Actually, this abiding is someone abiding in you know, that this 37 factors of enlightenment, Satisbodhi Paksika Dhamma, eightfold path is one, seven factors of enlightenment is one, five faculties and five powers, all those things are. So if someone is abiding in this, this is actually all Arya Vihara. So this is Arya Vihara. Brahmin, in that abiding I walk, then my walking is of the noble one. In that abiding I stand, then my standing is of the noble ones. In that abiding I sit, then my sitting is of the noble ones. In that abiding I lie, then my lying is of the noble ones. On high, lofty, Brahmin, these are the high and lofty seats of the noble ones, for which I am quick gainer, without difficulty a gainer, for nothing now. So you can actually focus onto the Nibbana. Whenever you do the meditation, focus yourself to the Nibbana. You know, that the one way is that going through that Sabbu Padipati Nisabgo Tannatro Virago Nibbana. So the cessation of all craving is Nibbana. So one would actually focus the mind to Nibbana in that way. The comfort at the same time, you know, if you understand what it means, not like an RN feeling, you will feel a huge difference. But to do that one, you should see the suffering, the birth, aging, sickness, all suffering. When you see the suffering, then you would actually look for something that does not you know, make you. At that point, you actually see Nibbana as the true thing, right? So if that means you are actually doing the meditation, and having done the meditation, if you actually see, yes, I admit this is suffering, from your whole heart, you see it, not for that instance only, and touch these things bit by bit. And again, one can actually do it etan santang, etan panitan, yadidan sabba sankara samato, sabbo padipati nissako, tanakyo nirodo. This is the cessation of craving. All the cravings. Imagine that all the cravings you have is actually ceased somehow. It's no longer there. That is Nibbana. Nibbana is to be found within. One has to keep suffering, and then you focus on the Nibbana.
What things are within you and...
Well, the thing is, you first see the trouble. You know, you see the whole thing as a troublesome thing in the world. Okay, all those things. Now, for a moment you think that all of my troubles will cease in Nibbana. Is all of troubles will be ceased if I don't have this craving. Why do I have trouble? Because my craving. My own craving is the one troubling me. Okay, now if you realize that my own cravings are, if this craving ceases, then my trouble will cease. Where would that it cease? That is Nibbana. No craving inside you whatsoever, that means you reach Nibbana. For that moment, for that second, you get a thought that it is so. That is the important thing. So now, having perceived that Nibbana in that way, having understood that way, then you become happier to leave out the other cravings that make you trouble. Because you have seen something in a way that actually does not trouble you.
That's during meditation
time. During the meditation time. And then it drops later on as well. So the focus into Nibbana is a must. If you look at the other discourses, like this five aggregates of clinging as some, like a dart, you know, sallato, you know, and it's a troublesome thing. Having seen that one, one would actually focus on the Nibbana. And Malunkiya, there are a number of discourses like that one. So if you go to the concentration, the best thing you can do, focus on the Nibbana. It's a really productive thing. So now Brahmin in that abiding, so whatever Buddha do, that Buddha is in the Aryan abiding. It is wonderful, good Gautama. Who else could be the quick gainer without difficulty, a gainer for nothing now, for high and lofty debates of the noble ones, other than good Gautama. Good Gautama, I understand, it is something overturned, is reinstated, something covered, is made manifest. It is as though the path is told to someone who has lost his way, and it is as though an oil lamp is lighted for the darkness, so that those who have their sight could see forms. Thus, good Gautama has explained in the teaching in various ways. Now I take refuge in good Gautama, in the teaching, and the community of a disciple who has taken refuge until life last. So that is that discourse. So this discourse has got quite a lot of things. If you look at the next one, this is from the Petakopadesa. Here in the painful way, with sluggish acquaintance, kept in being and made much fulfill the first meditation. This is actually called Patipada. I'm actually picking up one line of the development of the mind. So there are 10 factors here. So rather than going through this one at once, we will look at what is this patipada. What is this patipada? Danda binya, dukkha patipada, danda binya means. This one is actually available in Anguttara Nikaya, Patipada Vagga. And Bhikkhu, these are the four ways of reaching the goal. What for? A difficult means and slow realization. Dukkha patipada danda vinya. A difficult means and quick realization. Dukkha patipada kippa vinya. A pleasant means and slow realization. A pleasant means and quick realization. So there are four realizations over here. Bhikkhu, these are the four means of reaching the goal. What for? Buddha going to another discourse and explain what is the difficult means and slow realization is. Here Bhikkhu, a certain one, by nature is greedy, raga, and suffers constantly on account of greed. By nature is hateful, and suffers constantly on account of hatefulness. By nature is deluded, and suffers constantly on account of delusion. For raga, dvesha, moha, both are very heavy. His faculties of faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, wisdom are blunt. As a result, he realizes the destruction of desire slowly, with successive leading. Bhikkhu, to this is said the difficult means and slow realization. So this is the faculties. Faculties are blunt, no sharp. But he is actually, there is another discourse that explains this one a little bit further. That when he has got this ahare patikulata sanya, that is about the disgusting about this food. And then sabaloke anabirata sanya, for the whole world, he has got this giving up, that determination for things. There is this tendencies, latent tendencies. Those things given up for anything. So the having first one is actually not keeping that feeling to be continued. So and then that person has got this the contemplation about the death, perception of death is actually, you know, he's actually thinking about it. So that person is actually, that is his pratipada, that is his method, that is what he's maintained. But that person has got this raga dosa moha quite a lot. You know, this person who wants to attain Nibbana, but he still got the raga dosa moha, it's very heavy by birth, you know, by whatever way. And so, but his faculties are not sharp, they are blunt. So he will realize these faculties means that the faculty of faith, faculty of wisdom, faculty of the patient, those faculties are not sharp. So, people put effort, you know, that I want to have this one, having heard Dhamma or having seen, let's say you got cancer or something, something bad, it happened to your relative or something, you know, then having these things, I want to get rid of this one. No? But the by nature, he has got this raga dosa moha heavy. But he keeps on driving, you know, to get rid of these things very heavily. You see, these faculties won't become grown great at once. Those five faculties, they come up very well trained our mind, very badly in the other direction for a long, long time. So, they are not, even the development of these faculties, I can tell you on various way to develop these five faculties. So, since those faculties are not sharp, he's attaining Nibbana slowly. That means that this birth one probably, or else that, you know, go from one birth to another, birth to another, and till you keep striving, you know, it's like that. And I can go through the rest of the four as the three as well. Probably we will stop from that particular point about this four means. Actually, the same thing. The first one is actually faculties are sharp. When the faculties are sharp, he quickly realized them, and when Balan attained arahantship from the second one, that was that one.
But he's bent over all the time, isn't it?
No. Moggallana.
He had that slow bent over all the time and then couldn't...
Buddha came and asking... Yeah, well, that was Venerable Moggallana. So, Venerable Moggallana was sleeping, you know, the drowsy, you know, that he was trying to do this one. He put in effort, but feel sleepy. So, Buddha came and teach up your ear and, you know, all those things, that's what you are talking about, right? Yeah. He was a quick gainer into those higher concentration later on. But I suppose that is the help from the Buddha. So Venerable Sariputta somehow had those concentrations. And abiding in those high concentrations and his faculties are so sharp, he was quickly attaining. So that was the first abiding that we mentioned in. That is the first one we are talking about. So when one develops this this abiding, that is this pratipada, then that one fulfills the first meditation. That's the Prathama Dhyana. Prathama Dhyana, first meditation. The first, if someone actually, by actually contemplating about the body, for example, you know, of the body, nail, all those things, nail, teeth, skin, sort of reach the first meditation. So because of this this thing. Then when someone has got the first meditation, I'll tell this one in Sinhala as well. Dukkha Patipatta, Danda Binya, Vadulabani, Bhavulakarun Labani, Pratamadhyani, Paripurna Kere. So that's what we actually discussed. Pratamadhyani Paripurna Uwe, Pratama Satipattane Pura. So the first foundation of the first meditation fulfills the first foundation of mindfulness. What is the first foundation of mindfulness? Kaya kaya anupassi virati. That is, mindfulness regards body. So that means that we contemplate about the parts of the body. Or you are doing the mindfulness of breathing, the part of that one. Or you are contemplating about the elements, four great elements. Or those the dead bodies, So sadha, the mindfulness. One has got now mindfulness as regards body. You need to keep these things in the mind there. So that he has come to the third phase. The first foundation of mindfulness fulfills the first abiding. What's the first abiding? That this discourse that we were discussing over here is that Deva Vihara. That is the jhana. So remember that Buddha is going to the first jhana concentration, and when he walks, that is his abiding, you know, this thing. Deva, Dibbo Vihara. The first abiding fulfills the first right endeavor. That is this Pratama Viharaya Sampurna Uve Pratama Samya Pradhani Paripurna Kare. So Pratama Samya Pradhani, you can remember that it is that whatever the things, you know, that you don't have any ill states of the mind. You are not letting the unseen states of the mind that has not arisen, you are not letting it come. How? Because you abide about these 32 parts of the body or something, having seen some sort of a form, you are not going to go for those things. Because you now perceive this one as, you know, dirty things or poor things and subject to death and sort of thing, so they are not coming. So that is the samyapradana. Pratama samyapradana is paripurna vi, pratama acharya adbhuta dharmi paripurna kere. The first abiding fulfilled the first right endeavor. The first right endeavor fulfilled the first wonderful and marvelous idea. Okay, so what's the first wonderful and marvelous idea? So imagine you are contemplating about birth is suffering, aging is suffering, death is suffering, suffering, right? What happened if you are becoming happier when you actually think about the suffering? That wonderful. You are contemplating that everything is suffering. But this person is now so happy by contemplating about the suffering. Really? So the rapture flows in your body, and that also is a wonderful, marvelous thing. Because how come someone is thinking about suffering? So this is the things that normally Westerners are actually talking about Buddhism, right? So dukkha is there, so it's a bad thing. But if you contemplate about the dukkha, suffering, you are becoming so happy.
Because of the reality.
Understanding the reality.
Realization,
yeah. Yeah, rapture and all those things. And it is a so pleasurable thing when you actually contemplate about these things, because you are actually letting it go. All those things, you are happy to get rid of that one. So nekkhamma comes automatically. Renunciation comes automatically. So you go through this practice, rapture to the other concentrations. Wonderful, marvelous idea. The first wonderful, marvelous idea fulfilled the first expression. So it's not that good translation over here. Pratama ascharya adbhuta dharmi paripurna uye pratama adhisthani purai. Remember that if you have seen this Dhatu Vibhanga Sutta, we actually discussed this one over here. And there are these four adhisthanas. Is this adhisthana, satya. So you actually see that this actually, now you contemplated that dukkha, you know, the suffering, and you see it. So you see that this suffering is the truth. So having seen the truth, you know, that when you actually got this first acharya adbhuta dhamma, marvelous idea, then you actually realize it. And then you actually, the Westerner says no, or whoever says it is happiness in this world, this person has realized himself that it is so, that it is actually suffering. So, so this Pratama Adhisthana is that, is this sometimes translated as the result. So fulfill the first expression. The first expression fulfilled concentration due to will. That is this Chanda Samadhi. These are Iddipada Dhamma. There are four Patara Iddipada Dhamma. Chanda, Virya, Chitta, Vimansa. So this is the first one. Chanda. And when When the concentration due to will fulfills the faculty restraint. So the indriya, you know, indriya samvara is actually coming from this this chanda samadhi. And faculty restraints, so that you can see that this person who's actually contemplating about 32 paths, having got that on, he's actually not, having seen someone, he's not actually grabbing these, any nimitti, you know, not taking any signs of this person or whatever thing it is. So, now, so indriya sangvara, restraint of the faculty, become the topmost thing. He's controlling his faculty very well now. So if someone is actually controlling the faculties very well, then faculty restraints fulfill the loving kindness. So loving kindness here we are talking about the immeasurable one. It's not just loving kindness, you know, that you Buddha was telling that you're spreading into this one. So you can see that this Patipada, along the way, that the divine Dibba Vihara was there. And then you have Brahma Vihara, Appamana. So Appamana is actually Cheto Vimukti. The mind is liberated at that time, not from all the craving. Mind is temporarily liberated. When one is liberated, then he knows and sees how to destruct this craving. That's all
lane. Like if you want to develop life,
understand it.
Because you have that
cravings.
Anger.
Yeah, yeah. Those things pop up to make it grow great. So this is the method. So the loving kindness, people say, I spread the loving kindness. It's just you are touching the loving kindness. It is that the monks in that time, they were spreading loving kindness, you know, the whole night, you know, not sleeping, spreading the loving kindness into that level to gain to this one. And so this one highlights the method. Now, having said this, along the way, that there are 10 bad things are cut off by these things. Let's look at what those are. So this dukkha patipada, danda binya, that is this the patipada, that one actually is the opposite of the nutriment. You know, this kabalikara ahara, edible food, because of the edible food that this sensual desire arises, and then the raga salla, in the dart arises, all those things arises, then agati. So there are 10 over there.
The first part,
you can see them how it is cut off. So the first one is this, it is opposite to this nutriment. Because he is actually contemplating ahara patikuluta sancha, for example. Dandavinya, dukkha patipada dandavinya has one part of that one is about the contemplating about the foulness of this food. You know, what is happened to food that you eat? You know, go into your stomach, you can see that thing. If you vomit, you can see what it is. And then when it comes out, you can see what it is. And these discharges from the eye, all those things, if you think, those are as part of those food, right? So if someone actually contemplating that one, so he's actually now giving up this, you know, desire for food. So that one automatically cut off that one. And so when someone actually developed that one, so the first jhana get developed, and then this jhana is actually from the jhana, what you get rid of is the upadana, kama upadana, sensual desire is got rid of by the first jhana concentration. And then from the first jhana concentration, one would read he will fulfill the first satipatthana, mindfulness regarding the body. So that is actually against that asubhe suba, vipallasa, that is the perversions. That is first perversion is that the one would see the whole thing as a good thing, right? So that is good, cut off from this one. And Pratama Satipattanam Paripuranti, Pratama Viharam Paripurati. So Vihara is that the whole discourse is about that one. It cut down bonds by abiding in this way. So this Brahma Vihara, Arya Vihara, all those things, they cut off bonds. Yoga, Kama Yoga. And Pratama Vihara Paripuranti, Pratama Sammapadana. Paripuranti. So, Sammapadana is actually cut down the grantha, ties. So imagine yourself as a dog tied to a pole, right, with a leash. That the bond, the tie is there. If we go round, so we go close to the five aggregates of clinging. If we sit down, we sit down close to the five aggregates of clinging. All those things we do is close to the five aggregates of clinging. So that ties, bonds will make a tie. And so then this sammapadana, paripuram, patamam, acharya adbhuta dharmam. So that is that dukkha, seeing this dukkha and you are becoming happy, that actually destroy asrava, taints. And patamacharya adbhuta dhammo paripuram, patamam, adhittanam paripuranti. That is this expression, so the satyam. I need to get that word right. Pratama adhisthani, satya adhisthani. It's actually yam amusa dhamma nibbana. Highest Aryan truth. So if someone has got this highest Aryan truth, then this ogre is cut down. And then so chanda samadhi, when we develop the chanda samadhi, and then the salla, this barbs, dart, is cut off. And if someone develop the when someone fulfill this chanda samadhi and then get the indriya samvara, steady point of consciousness, that is, the mind is actually regarding this edible food. One actually the consciousness now focus on the matter, rupa. So it actually steady point of the consciousness is the matter. It holds about the matter, think about the matter all the time. That is vijnana sthiti jnana. So it's hold on to that one, cut off. And then indriya sangvara paripurna metta appamanam paripuranti. That is this that will actually cut down these wrong ways, agati. Those going through this 10 bad things cut off and 10 good things develop. So it's medicine, you know, for those 10 bad things. This is the medicine. So if someone knows that, you know, what I have to do to cut off this particular one can actually use this the discourse. So you can see this the discourse that we were actually talking about today is actually attacking this is the viharana, that so we cut off the bonds, kama yoga. One is actually English one, and the Sinhala one is page 315. Actually, I got one copy over here. If someone want to photocopy and have it,